That effort brings to a close our preseason, and it's much appreciated, not only in terms of what they did tonight in terms of winning the game, but efforts throughout. Respect that group of men that's in the locker room. Obviously, we've got some decisions to make, and we will make them. That's part of this game of professional football. But as we sit here tonight, got a big-time respect for the contributions of all the men in the locker room and what they did. Obviously, we had some injuries in the game. Sean Spence's knee injury is significant. He's in the process of being examined in the local hospital. Golden's got a hamstring. I don't know to what extent. And we had some other bumps and bruises and so forth in the game, but the significant one, obviously, is Spence. We'll proceed with the decision-making process. But again, I respect the efforts of the men. I'd be happy to address any questions that you might have.
Curtis Brown.
He left the game with some knee issues. I don't know whether it's major or minor. He's being examined. We'll let you know when we do.
Mike, do you have an update on DeCastro?
It was a successful surgery. Hadn't seen one of those surgeries that isn't successful. We'll let the dust settle and we'll follow his progress.
Mike, did you get what you wanted out of Jonathan Dwyer? A lot of carries, as many as he had nearly in all of the games.
He toted the load tonight as a primary ball carrier. That's kind of what we wanted to see. It's really a snapshot of his growth and development throughout this training camp and preseason. First things first, he showed up in good physical conditioning. That's a prerequisite. And he kind of took off from there. What he showed tonight is kind of a snapshot of what he's done for us here in the last month or so. And it needs to continue. He's capable of it continuing.
Mike, today the NFL and the Players Association passed that new rule about the IR. The guy can come back. You glad that? You like that rule and you're glad it's in effect now?
Yeah, we voted for it.
Andy, final. Mike, how did you feel about Charlie's play
tonight? I thought he represented himself well, made some nice throws, but it's not a one-man gang. You know, Emmanuel Sanders made a great catch on the end of one of those throws. Thought we had good pass protection for the majority tonight. I liked the overall production of a lot of people involved.
What did you think of Rainey, a couple of touchdowns called back on the punt return?
You know, I thought he did some nice things in terms of making unblocked guys miss. And I think any reputable punt returner is capable of making that first one to two potential tacklers miss. He showed that tonight. Obviously, those didn't count, so we don't look at them as touchdowns. It is what it is. Flags were thrown. But it is encouraging to see him miss the first one to two would-be tacklers miss. I think that's a sign of any credible NFL return man.